We're in Jacksonville, and in the Red Velvet Cake Studios in Dallas is Robert Powell III, RP3. He's performing this weekend in Arlington. What up, man?
How's it going, sir?
Where you from?
Mama, we made it. I just had to say that first. I just had to get that out there. I know y'all don't do that on this station, but I just had to say, Mama, we made it.
That's nice.
I know.
Where you from?
I'm from Monroe, Louisiana. Monroe, small town in Louisiana.
How close is that to New Orleans or Baton Rouge?
Far from New Orleans. Real, real far from New Orleans. About 3.5 hours from Baton Rouge, depending on how you drive, how good you are with the police. About 3 hours.
And you've opened up for everyone, including our own J. Anthony Brown, right?
Yeah, I didn't work with Jay. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
What did I do, man?
What did he do?
Jay liked talking about my grandma. He talked about my grandma too bad one time in Dallas when we did a Miller Lite show. I know you don't remember because you're Alzheimer's and all that, Jay, but take me at my word when I say you talked about my grandma too bad. Now, I can talk about it. You can't talk about it, Jay. You don't know her like that.
He implied he had a source of your own material. Yeah. Right?
I know, but that's my grandmama. Jay was talking about his own grandmama. He implied he had an inappropriate relationship with my grandma, and we as a family didn't appreciate that.
Grandmama, however.
How did grandmama like it?
She liked it fine. She got a little crush on it. You got a little thing for J. Anthony Brown.
What out there now?
You were raised by your grandmama?
My mama did her due diligence. Mama did her job, but grandmama was there too.
Oh, okay. You know good.
Yeah. And so now you're on the road. You've done a lot of stuff. Shaq's All-Star Comedy Jam.
I know. I'm the youngest to ever do it, too. I don't want to bring that up, but.
Really?
Just throw that out there. Yeah, I'm the youngest to ever tape. Youngest
stand-up
comic.
How young are you, youngster, for the ladies out there listening, apparently?
Oh, I'm not that young.
Okay. No more, huh?
I'm not that young no more. That was when I was young.
And you've been opening for Mike Epps.
Yeah, I did. Mike Epps. Matter of fact, Mike Epps was on this show talking about me. You probably don't remember.
What did he say about you? You're not the one that he talked to.
I am the one that he talked about. I still got it on tape.
What did he say?
He said, I got a young kid that's on the road with me. He's going to blow up. He's going to be big in 2 years. And he told you that. He said, make sure you watch out for this guy.
And how many years ago was that?
It was about 6 months ago, so we still got a little ways to go. But I still got like 18 months to make this happen. But I don't need you. See, that's why me and Jay don't get along right there. That's why me and Jay don't get along.
Where'd you start the comedy at? Where'd you start?
I started in Monroe, Louisiana at the airport lounge doing very, very small shows in like smoky rooms.
About eight, at the airport?
Airport
yeah,
lounge,
at the airport.
Yeah.
It was a lounge above the airport in Monroe.
They have a lounge at the Monroe Airport?
The
Monroe
they do.
Wow.
It's more like a lobby with some chairs in it.
Okay.
Yeah, but we called it a lounge at the time.
Small city of lounges when you put the word up lounge.
Yeah.
And what it is just a smoky room with some chairs.
Yeah, I feel a lot of hate coming. And we got a better airport now.
Oh, nice.
Our great mayor over there built us a nice airport. He's getting ready to be a congressman, as a matter of fact. But we got a new airport, and I imagine it's a better lounge. And I ain't been, but I'm going by the pictures. It looked like it's better.
Somebody just texted me and said Monroe is the home of Duck Dynasty.
It is. It's
yeah.
The home of Duck
that's
Dynasty.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get any of that action?
Do you know those guys? Have you ever met them?
Because they're rich.
Well, I've met them, but I don't really know them like that.
Okay.
I mean, don't let the TV show fool you. The Duck Dynasty people don't really.
They don't.
They don't act like. Nah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they own.
So if you came and showed up to date one of the girls there, you would not be welcome.
Oh, okay. Come up missing. Right. Come up missing. And I'm trying to get one of them, too, because I saw how much money they got. And as soon as one come of age, I'm on them. They're going to walk in the duck call factory and see me sitting there.
They film right there in Monroe.
Film right there in Monroe. Yeah. We can get cameras. We got plugs. What you trying to say? Golly. It's not that country.
Okay, you just right sound there. That way.
I do sound country, but it's not that country. he make it sound like it's impossible to film in Monroe.
No, that stuff is happening in Monroe. We believe you.
Yeah.
We'll take your word for it.
Can they film there? Yes, Tom.
This is from a man from Tuskegee.
Yeah. All right. I got license to talk.
Yes, you do.
Okay, cool.
Because
well,
I come from a really small town, much smaller than Monroe.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Y'all have street lights in Monroe?
Stop that. Monroe is a happening place. We have Monroe.
How many street lights you have? How many?
It's not countable. I don't like line of questioning. I did not come here. Monroe is a fantastic place. It's a lot of people.
Well,
there.
Where are you from? You're gonna be at the Improv, right?
I'm gonna be at the Alton Improv. I got 6 big shows this weekend.
Did you work last night? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. I did great last night.
You had more people in the audience there at the Arlington Improv than you've had at the Lounge.
Well, the Alton Improv holds more than the Lounge, so yeah. And when I was doing the Lounge, I was doing that for free, and now these nice people are giving me a nice check to do this. So yeah, there's more people there. It better be.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You're going to have a good time. Yeah.
His name is Robert Powell.
Y'all go check him out, man.
Go check him out. Alton Improv.